Yeah, K-E-A-T-E-K, that's awesome, man. I just sent you a picture of the little rig in my hand. I like this thing. It's a little beefier, a little bigger, well, a fair amount bigger. It's beefier than the UV5R, which I kind of like having a little bigger rig. But I'm going to leave this thing in the truck probably, or if I'm running the journey, I'll leave it in the journey. But it'd be neat to have this handy and check out how well the repeaters work around town and everything, you know. It's pretty bomb. The walkie-talkies don't do all that great. Get that mag mount up there. I put the two big magnets towards the front, and that way, you know, it'll handle more of a wind load when you're flying down the highway. But you get that little 218 or 216, whatever that little rig is in there, and with that 7500, you shouldn't even really have to run you shouldn't have to run it even on high power. There's a mid-power setting on it that I usually run mine at. And then I leave Diane's on high power so she doesn't have to mess around with it.
Yeah,
okay, I follow that. Yeah, I've got that all set, ready to go. So tomorrow morning, after I have my first cup of coffee, I'll run out there and toss that antenna up there. And hopefully by then have an understanding of how to sweep it with that DNA. And hopefully it'll be pretty close, and I'll give you a shout later. I got everything ready to go, man. Radio, it'll be quick and easy as long as the antenna's good.
What you'll find on the 7900 is it's going to be down towards the bottom of 440 there. It's going to be a little high. But it should be pretty good across, too, right out of the box. Even that Chinese knockoff, it's going to be pretty good right out of the box to sweep it, check it out. And if it's not over 2-to-1, you know, we can fine-tune them later. I got to dial these in more, but I'm not really going to mess with it. I would kind of why I wanted you to come up here so we could program all this stuff. But what I'm finding out is that multi-cable don't work on that little mobile rig. It works on my, or no, it don't even work on the other one. I think I got a dud, so I'm going to buy individual programming cables. I had to use the one for my G90 to program the quad bander, and then I had to use this, it did work with, the Quan Chang, but I don't know if I messed that FTDI chip up inside there or what I did, but it's not wanting to work on the other radios.